I Can't Believe It's News.
You are fake news.
With Brad and John.
Oh, yeah, with the nice weather. You're going to be out in the yard, getting some work done, getting the yard right, getting that garden going. Maybe you need a little something to augment the garden, something to highlight what's happening out in the yard. How about adding the world's tallest garden gnome? It's for sale, or you can have it. It's on Vancouver Island, and it stands nearly 8 meters high, so Howard is about 24 feet tall. The world's tallest garden gnome. He's been living on the side of the highway in Nanoose Bay for the last 21 years, and a lot of people consider him to be an icon. But he was there, like there was an amusement park there and a family-run go-kart track there, and then a gas station took over the property many years ago. But Howard, the 24-foot-tall garden gnome, remained. And they said it's gone through several different ownerships and things like that. But recently they deemed that the structural integrity of the gnome has been compromised and deemed unsafe to be remaining on the gas station property. So to make sure it's out of harm's way for customers, they're looking to get rid of the biggest garden, the tallest garden gnome in the world. Nanoose Bay, go to the SO station. Make your bid.
So you could provide a lot of shade for your garden.
Haul them on out of there. Take them home.
I got a Walmart weirdo to tell you about in South Carolina, where police are asking folks there to be careful because there was some weird behavior going on inside the Walmart there.
You're kidding.
They've got a number of complaints about a guy in his mid-60s approaching women in the Walmart and asking the women to stand on his stomach. The guy even reportedly offered to pay several women if they would stand on his stomach. The police department,
Does he have a substantial stomach?
In the Walmart. I mean, it wasn't like, well, let's go out in the parking lot and you can stand on my stomach. I guess you were supposed to do it in the Walmart.
Is it like he's got a huge belly and he wants people to stand, or he's got like a ripped belly
and
he wants
to stand? They don't say, but the guy's in his mid-60s.
I'm thinking so, Walmart mid-60s, it's probably not six-pack.
The police department posted on Facebook, although the act itself is not considered criminal, the nature of the request and the individual's suspicious activity lead to this awareness post. Anyone who sees something suspicious at Walmart is asked to please report it immediately. I mean, you're 911.
Yeah.
It's going to be ringing off the hook.
It's going to be like one of those telethons where they got 15 telephones and they're all ringing at one time. Yeah. And finally, out of Colorado, it was a nightmare situation for a couple minutes. Big time drama for a Colorado family in Breckenridge when in the middle of the night the other day they heard glass shattering downstairs. So they go downstairs to see what's going on. And, they go down and they determine that there's a moose in our house, and the snow had piled up pretty deep, and they determined that the moose was walking around the house and where the window well, there was a snow well where the window was to the basement. And somehow the moose fell into the snow well and through the window and into the basement. So that's the glass they heard shattering. And then this past Friday morning, they go down and look, and the moose didn't suffer any major injuries or anything and was able to walk around the basement until it found one of the bedrooms there that had a couple blankets, and the moose laid down and took a nap. So it's laying there. There's broken glass and moose poop all over the place.
I wonder if mooses snore.
And the moose is laying there on the blankets in the middle of the floor.
They probably do.
Yeah. And so then they had to call the wildlife people, and they come over from the Colorado Parks and Wildlife, and they arrive on the scene. They tranquilized the moose and then had to figure out a way to get the moose up the tight stairwell out of the basement because it was too heavy to lift it out back out through the window. So they wrapped it in like a tarp kind of deal and had a bunch of people get together and drag the moose up the stairs. And then once they got the moose out of the house, they put it in a trailer, and I guess they got the Narcan or something, the moose Narcan that wakes him up from whatever stupor he was in. They gave the moose the deal, and he snaps out of it. And they said, after they took her to the trailer and the tranquilizer wore off, The last line of the story, the moose was then released into prime moose habitat in Grant County, Colorado.
I can't believe it's news.
How do you get that thing up the... A moose, they don't deal with stairs in their everyday world.
They got pictures of this thing. It's huge.
Yeah.